All right, Trouble said, good morning. Let us begin. So we are picking up in Yeretz Hashem in Sif Dalid, in Sidkas HaTzadik, continuing along in this incredible journey with Reb Tzadik HaKohen of Lublin. We're picking up paragraph Dalid. Mitzvah Rishona, Shenis Chayiv HaAdam Kishinasa Adam Ben Yud Gimel Shana. So actually, I mentioned this piece by the Rebbe when we started Maseches Brachos at the start of the last Daf Yomi cycle. So the Rebbe says something amazing. What is the first mitzvah that a bar mitzvah bachar is obligated in? Right, the boy turns 13 years old. The first mitzvah he has, Hu Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. Interesting. The first mitzvah he has is nighttime Shema. Right, remember again, he becomes a bar mitzvah at night, so his birthday comes, and once he becomes a bar mitzvah, the first halachic obligation that he has is the recitation of Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. Recitation ultimately again of Kriya Shema at night. He goes on, Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, Shuhu Hareshis. This is the first thing, Kimo Shekasadnu Le'el, Kihu Ubrachos Echod. Raksha brachos befrat hamasim vizu bichlal akol maisa hakimo va'akol maisa hashchiva. So remember again, the Rebbe is making reference to what we mentioned before, the distinction between a bracha and a mitzvah, right? This, remember again, we spoke about the concept that the bracha is to acquaint one directly with what it is that one is doing. It's the focus one. It's the Lashon Nochach, Baruch Atah Hashem. I'm speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we're going to leave that distinction aside for now. But the Rebbe points out again that the first, and remember, Kriya Shema, like we saw by the last Siv, is unique because a person recites it at all the different stages of life. Remember again, as we spoke about for the last 2 days, the mitzvah of Shema is not in the morning and at night, but rather the mitzvah of Shema is when I wake up and when I go to sleep. At the different stages of my day, there is an obligation for Shema. So he goes on, he says, V'yalif mibriyaso shel olam. I'm sorry. Good. V'yalif mibriyaso shel olam. Liyin kabbalas al olmachu shalim. Remember again. So the whole idea, first of all, in general, that Kriya Shema, this is just a technical point, that Kriya Shema Shel Arvis is considered to be first, before Kriya Shema Shel Shachris. Remember again, the order that the Torah gives is B'shach B'cha Uvekumecha, when you go to sleep and when you wake up. So remember again, from our perspective, often that sounds strange, because we think about the day as a continuum from when we wake up until we go to sleep. But of course, we understand this because this is modeled after the creation narrative. And in the story of creation, the way the Torah phrases the story is Vayerev Vayihi Voker. It was morning, it was evening, one day. From there, we learn the construct that from a Jewish perspective, the day is structured, begins at night, and ultimately, again, ends at the end of the following day. That's the continuum. That's why, again, Kriya Shema, when we speak about the obligation of Shema, it's B'shach B'cha, when you go to sleep, U'B'kumecha, when you get up. Therefore, again, the calendrical day switches over when? At night. Therefore, Bar Mitzvah Bachar really becomes Bar Mitzvah at night. And therefore, because of that, the first mitzvah he has is the mitzvah of Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. The first mitzvah he has is the mitzvah of nighttime Shema. So the question that the Rebbe is now going to deal with is why? Why is that, right? Think about this just a moment. We're initiating a young man into the service of God. There are so many different ways in which you could frame that initiation. So many different ways in which you would want to go ahead and kind of give him his first experience, his first taste, his first exposure to Yiddishkeit, right? You're now a man, as we like to tell the Bar Mitzvah boy, right? So now that you're a man, what's the first thing you're going to do as a man? And amazingly enough, now again, remember, technically speaking, you could do other mitzvahs that night, but the first obligatory mitzvah that the Bar Mitzvah Bachar has is Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. So the question that the Rebbe ponders is why? Why is that the first? And he says something so amazing. He says, the Bereisha Chashucha, Sarech Kabbalas Alma Oma Hushamayim, Af Mitoch HaChoshech Vasichlus Vaidr Hamaisim. So the Rebbe says something amazing. He says, you know, up until now we were focusing on the concept of Kriya Shema, Shal Arvis and Shal Shachris. In the eve, right when I, excuse me, I should say, B'shach B'chav Kumecha, when I go to sleep and when I wake up, as really focusing on the need to accept the yoke of God and to establish relationship and to serve God in my different stages, in my waking stage and in my sleeping stage. The Rebbe now says something so profound. He says, you know, also waking and sleeping, which is connected to light and darkness, or darkness and night. Darkness and night also has another metaphorical level of understanding, which is darkness represents adversity, difficulty, challenge. Darkness sometimes represents what we perceive as the absence of God, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's non-connection to us, the withdrawal of God from the world, versus daytime, Bikumecha, light, represents times of good, times of beauty, times of holiness, times of Baruchah, times of success. So says the Rebbe something absolutely amazing. He says, well, now look at that line once more. He says, Dibereisha chashucha tzarech kabbalas al malchus shemayim. In the beginning, let's translate the words, then we'll explain. In the beginning, when it's dark, that's when you must accept the al malchus shemayim. That's when you must accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And forge relationship, af mito choshech. You must create the relationship even in the midst of darkness. Vasichlos va'idra maisin. So says there is something amazing. Do you know what the message to the Bar Mitzvah Bachar is? The message, the Bar Mitzvah by Mazel Tov, welcome to the nation, right? You're now a man, a responsible member of the Jewish people. Do you know what our first message to him is? That you have to learn the art of establishing a relationship with God, even when it's dark. Even when it's dark. Because life is filled with adversity, and life is filled with challenge, and life is filled with difficulty. Zohi Achaim and Rabosai. That's true for all of us. You know, the only thing that varies person to person is the nature of the challenge. There's no person who doesn't have challenges, and there's no person who doesn't have adversity, no person who doesn't have difficulties. You have yours, I have mine. You might look at mine and say, wow, he's so lucky that those are his challenges. But you know, Rabosai, when it comes to the world of challenges, you know, it's always easy to look at your challenges and say, well, you know, there are children starving in Africa, right? Somebody always has it worse. That's true. Somebody always has it worse. But you know, if anyone's ever said that to you in the midst of your challenges, no one says, oh, thank you. Thank you for saying that. That was very helpful, right? Very helpful. Thank you for that perspective, right? Instead, usually when someone says that to you, you grow pretty resentful. I know that my problems aren't the worst problems in the world. I got it. I know that there are people who have it worse than me and have more difficult times than me. I understand that. That doesn't change the fact that my problems are still my problems. So to minimize them by pretending like they're, because they're not the worst problems in the world, therefore they shouldn't be problems, it's really hurt. Generally, it's hurtful and totally unhelpful. So what we say to the Bar Mitzvah Bachar is something absolutely amazing. You are now a Bar Mitzvah. You are now a son of responsibility. You are now a member of the nation. What is your primary responsibility? And the answer is Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. Right? B'shach Bicha. The key to being a successful Jew is the ability to maintain a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu even in the midst of adversity. Even when there's challenge, even when there's difficulty, even when things aren't easy, do you have the ability to connect with your God, to serve your God, and to maintain a relationship? That is the key. And therefore, that is mitzvah number one that a bar mitzvah bachar performs. But the Rebbe ends often with this, wound off as well. But he says, but here's the beautiful idea. That if you say Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, if you say Kriya Shema, B'shach b'cha, when you go to sleep, then says the Rebbe, as b'sofa l'kaima ba'osher v'nehora di'yamama hasoga ha'berura sha'al yidei zeh nimshach ha'naisa. But says there was something so amazing. However, if you go ahead and you find the courage to recite Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, to recite Kriya Shema of b'shach b'cha, to go ahead and maintain a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when it's dark and when it's difficult and even when there's adversity, a person who has a relationship with Hashem b'shach b'cha will be zochet to have a relationship with Hashem b'kumecha. In the morning, when it's light, when times are good. Such a profound, and that's the continuum, says Rav. So now, it's an, you see, I just want to point out the beauty of this is these are things that we do every day, but don't usually give all that, meaning don't pay deeper attention to it. We, of course, we concentrate on Shema, we say the words with Kavana, but understand according to the Rebbe what we're doing. Number one, I'm serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the different stages of life, and connecting to God. I'm connecting, I'm kabim makabo omako shrayim when I'm asleep and when I'm awake, because I have an obligation to serve God with my dynamic activity, and hopefully my dynamic activity influences the way that I think and the way that I dream, in which case I serve God even when I sleep. But now the Rebbe takes it a step further. Shach b'cha uvekumecha also represents the different states of life. B'shach b'cha, nighttime, difficulty, adversity. B'kumecha, light, daytime, bracha, blessing, beauty. And says the Rebbe, the goal in life is, if you become a b'shach b'cha Jew, you'll become a b'kumecha Jew. If you serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ultimately, again, when it's dark, and we'll say so many times, we're God's best friend when everything goes our way. But the moment that ultimately, again, things don't go according to our plan, we become resentful, we become angry, we become questioning of God. And the truth is, that's not the way to have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We must place our trust in the Ribono Shel Olam, even when things seem very unclear and things are difficult. We have to believe that He has a plan for us, that He loves us, that He cares for us, and that His providence is always guiding us. That's what it means to be a B'shach B'cha Jew. That's what it means to be a Kriya Shema Shel Arvis Jew. The ability to always have that connection, no matter what it is that's happening. And he who is a B'shach B'cha Jew, ultimately, again, will be zocher to be a B'kumecha Jew. He who is able to forge a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even in times of darkness and difficulty, will ultimately be zochet to see the beautiful blessing of HaKadosh Baruch Hu during the daylight as well. All right, we'll stop over here. Meretz Hashem will pick up with Sif Hei on Monday. Shukayach.